My dear boys and girls, I hope you are happy and healthy and ready for a new adventure with me on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are back with your favorite Draco the Friendly Dragon's adventures and have started on the next set of his adventures, which are set in modern times. Do have a listen to the last few chapters of the series so that you are able to follow the story better and can understand exactly what's happening. Meanwhile, let us continue with the conversation that 13-year-old Ayan has to have with his best friend Samir about leaving the orphanage. Ayan and Alina are supposed to go live with their uncle Kabir, who is supposed to come and pick them up the very next day. But Ayan is also planning to tell Samir about the mysterious glowing message from the previous night, as well as discuss the significance of the red shiny scale that they had found. So let's start off. Ayan and Samir ate their dinner early and went up to their dormitory. At this time, the dorms were usually empty because all the other children were busy playing or reading or watching TV in the common room on the ground floor. Nobody wanted to go to bed until it was time for lights out. Ayan had also brought little Alina with himself, although she would have to go to bed in another half an hour. The younger children had an earlier bedtime than the older ones, but for now, they still had the room to themselves for the next 30 minutes. Ayan made Samir sit on his bed while Alina played with some blocks on the floor. He requested his friend to listen to him with an open mind and started his story. Samir's eyes grew wide as Ayan told him about the pinprick of light floating outside the window, which changed into floating alphabets and a warning message. He did not seem very keen on the idea of Uncle Kabir taking Ayan and Alina away from the orphanage either. He asked Ayan why he felt so uncomfortable about going with his uncle, even though he was supposed to be his father's brother. Ayan didn't have the answers to any of these questions, but he felt sad and glum. He wasn't looking forward to leaving Samir, his best friend, behind. After their parents' death, Samir had been like a brother to Ayan and Alina both. Samir ignored the part about the floating message in the air and focused on the snake scale instead. He said he had done some more research in the library and not found any references of red snakes that were so large in size. As a result, the kids had no clue which creature the scales belonged to. Samir was still having trouble believing the magic message that Ayan had just told him about, so he kept quiet about it. With a deep sigh, Ayan opened his suitcase. While Samir loved him and Alina, there wasn't anything he could do about Uncle Kabir taking them away. Ayan wondered about asking Uncle Kabir if he would be willing to take Samir with them too, but wasn't very sure about it. Samir tried to help Ayan pack half-heartedly. He was trying his best to hold back tears. Little Alina realized that something was wrong and came close to both the boys. The three children hugged each other tightly, not wanting the moment to end. This was probably going to be their last night together. Just then, there was a sudden popping noise and all the lights in the dormitory went off, plunging the room into darkness. The windows banged shut one by one, and within a few seconds, it was pitch dark inside the room. Ayan, Samir and Alina held on to each other tightly, scared and worried that something terrible was about to happen. Just then, a tiny pinprick of light appeared in front of them. As they watched in awe, it elongated in front of their eyes and converted into the outline of a hand. The hand was fully formed with 5 distinct fingers, and it was gesturing to them to follow it. The children were really scared and bewildered by now. They didn't want to follow this strange glowing hand at all. Sameer muttered under his breath that he had made a mistake by not believing Ayan's story earlier. The glowing hand started gesturing to them quicker and quicker, obviously impatient for them to follow. It was little Alina who let out a giggle and walked towards it, letting go of Ayan's hand. She seemed to have overcome her initial fear and thought the floating hand to be safe and friendly. Ayan, in turn, could not let his sister get into any trouble and lunged after her while Sameer held on tightly to Ayan's hand. As soon as Alina reached out and touched the hand, it clasped its fingers around her hand and gently lifted her off her feet. Alina gave a shriek of surprise and delight. Ayan, who was holding on to her other hand, was pulled up too, and so was Sameer. Surprisingly, none of the children felt hurt or scared any longer. It was as if the hand was comforting them somehow. The hand flew around near the dormitory ceiling for a few seconds while the children squealed and tried to find their balance. And then the windows opened up all at once and the glowing hand pulled them outside, up into the sky and away from the orphanage. The three children were terrified and excited all at the same time. They had never even dreamt of anything so crazy. As they flew over the orphanage, they could see the lights come back on in the dormitory where they had been just moments earlier. And everything looked normal once again. The three children, meanwhile, held on to each other for dear life as they flew through the night sky. Talking was impossible since they were traveling at such high speeds. But the children were comfortable and not in any kind of pain. Finally, after traveling for a couple of hours, the glowing hand started descending towards the earth. The children found themselves being led to the middle of a forest, where a single house stood in a clearing. It was more of a palace than a house and was huge, with several tall towers and a huge garden in front of it right before the forest began. The hand came down and set the three children gently onto the garden and gestured for them to go inside the palace. By now, thoroughly confused and curious as well as scared, Ayan took the lead and walked up to the massive palace door. As he was looking around for a doorbell or a knocker, the door swung open silently to reveal an enormous room with a solitary figure standing inside. As they looked, the figure started walking towards them, calling out in a deep and friendly voice,
"Welcome home, Ayan. Welcome home, Alina. I am so glad you got my message and I hope you had a safe journey here. Sorry about this abrupt invitation, but I had to get you out of there. Your friend is welcome here too. I am your Uncle Kabir."
Ayan looked up into the face of the man and realized with a shock that he was a complete stranger. This was not the man he had met this morning, who was supposed to be his uncle and who was supposed to pick them up from the orphanage the next day. So, who was this? And this is where today's episode comes to an end, children. I hope you enjoyed it and found it interesting. I'll see you next time with a new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Share your thoughts and send me a message. Until next time, take care, be good, and bye-bye.